I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, this is Ro, host of the Queen Pod. We are on a mission to offer you a companion piece to the entire Queen back catalogue, track by track, and Queen are letting us play all their music. To find out about how to support us and access some Bijou exclusives, pop along to patreon.com/QueenPod. So, without further ado, let's keep on fighting till the end.
I've paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my shouts and kicks in my face, but I've come through.
And I need to go home.
We might have made a few bad mistakes, but this isn't one of them. It's Queen Pod! Welcome, welcome! Play Queen Loud! I'm your host, Rohan the Barbarian, with comedian Suze Kempner. Hello!
Hi!
Hello, mate. We've got Queen filmmaker Simon Lupton here.
Hello.
Hello, mate. And, of course, the mighty John Robbins.
Hello there.
Hello, mate. And joining us for this final ep of these greatest hits mini-pods, he's done his sentence, but committed no crime. It's our very own Producer Giles, a.k.a. Fergus March. Hello, mate.
Whatcha? How's it going, guys? Nice to be back. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm so excited.
It's lovely to have you here. Long-term listeners know you as the wonderful producer of the first two Queen Pod series, and now moving on to wonderful big things. But we've invited you to join us for this one, and you so kindly said yes. We love having you here, and we're really looking forward to hearing what you've got to say about this epic track. We've been looking at the UK version of Queen's greatest hits. This mighty compilation album ends with We Are the Champions by Freddie Mercury, 3 minutes of genius from the News of the World album, released as a single on the 7th of October, 1977. Simon, have you got a little rundown on the context of We Are the Champions for us?
I will do my best. I think it's fair to say that We Are the Champion completes the trilogy of Queen's most universally loved and well-known tracks alongside We Will Rock You and Bohemian Rhapsody. And as with We Will Rock You, Freddie Mercury deliberately designed it to be an inclusive experience where the crowd at a live show are as much a part of the performance as the band. To that end, it is probably one of the best examples of what could be identified as a definitive Queen song. And subsequently, it's now part of our cultural DNA and ultimately here to stay. Yay. It was quickly adopted by major sporting events and played in arenas and stadiums across the globe. This made Freddie incredibly proud, as that demonstrated the unifying experience he was going for. However, he often commented that the biggest surprise was that no one had come up with another song to supplant it. And interestingly, here we are nearly 45 years later, and it's still the go-to song. You can't top perfection, it would seem. Despite being scientifically proven as the catchiest song of all time, it hasn't all been plain sailing, though. To coincide with the 2006 FIFA Football World Cup Finals, a cover version by Crazy Frog was released called We Are the Champions Ding A Dang Dong, which is every bit as annoying as the title suggests, but went straight to number one in France and stayed there for 5 weeks. Go figure. Fortunately, the song survived, and only last year, a version Brian and Roger recorded with Adam Lambert called You Are the Champions was released to recognise the key workers fighting the COVID pandemic. The CD and vinyl release saw the song get to number one spot in the official physical singles chart in the UK.
Yes, and can we say we've got quite a few of those key workers listening to this pod. They've written in. It's always lovely to hear from you, and we thank you so much. You are our champions. Thank you.
Definitely.
You're amazing people. So, of course, the single reached number two on the UK charts, losing out to the top spot to The Name of the Game by ABBA. My goodness, eh? Still, another good track. You can't argue with that. Mm-hmm. Giles, I thought this was your favourite. Wait, would you want me to call you Giles or Fergus? What are you?
I don't mind.
Glad we can put that to bed. So, is We Are the Champions your favourite Queen song?
I can't say it's my favourite because there are other Queen songs that get me going more or will match my mood on a particular day more. But this is I think there's a really good argument to be made that this is objectively the best Queen song.
Ah, let's hear your argument.
Well, it's multifaceted, this argument, so I hope you can stay with me.
Okay.
However you feel about how it's been appropriated by groups you might consider less than savoury, it is undeniably an incredible, like, end-of-mission bombasm, right? With hugely uplifting lyrics. It makes sense that it's always the end of their concerts, and a bit less sense, I guess, that it's near the start of News of the World. It's a sigh of relief wrapped in a victorious creed occur, and it's alchemical, right? It's crystalline. You can't change it. I tried doing a kind of lounge cover version of it, and it was just redundant. It was awful. In fact, when Simon and I were chatting to Brian a few weeks ago, he was talking about keys and changing the keys of certain songs to make studio recorded songs easier to play live, and the song he cited as the one not to do that on was We Are the Champions. In fact, he said changing the key on that song is a nightmare. Because the best Queen songs, as has been said on the podcast before, exist only as Queen songs, right? But why I love talking about this song particularly, and this is the thing that Ro and I were first speaking about when considering a Queen podcast.
Yeah.
I know it's not everyone's favourite song, Queen song even, but I can posit this is the ultimate Queen song. It's the song I would play to a new listener to demonstrate everything Queen is about, right? It's bonkersingly catchy for a start. Right, this feeds into what Simon was just saying. It's deliberately catchy, and I think that's evidenced by the fact this was the first promo video which involved the fans. Right, is that right, Simon? Mm-hmm. They were sent a copy of the song the day before the shoot, and they all turned up knowing it. I mean, it shows the band's love of the fans, sure, and it's nice that it coincides with the video for this song. But it does genuinely speak to the catchiness of the song, and the ease with which people learn this song is important to understanding it because it's not a simple riff-based song. It modulates all the time, it jumps keys, it jumps genre, and not every 30 seconds or between verses and choruses, it jumps styles in a moment. That C minor seventh chord to start us off all jazzy and relaxed, course, and then turn it up to the natural major on the E flat with this descending bass line to introduce the drama, the change, the conflict between the I've paid my dues quite downbeat stuff to the huge celebratory chorus. And that moment when it goes, and we'll keep on fighting till the end, bam, 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 that's a whole new key. For no reason, just for one note, that F sharp is so operatic and forceful. It's a single second of prog rock sensibility in a pop rock song. And then we're back into catchy town after that, back into the rest of the chorus, right? But the bit I would cite as the most fascinating, and I'd say this conversation was this exact moment is the reason I say that I encourage Ro, and Ro realised it would be a fine thing to talk about Queen in detail ad infinitum in public 2 years ago, whatever it was, is the bit which goes, no time for losers, because we are the champions, right? The first half of that is in the major key, and it's a playground taunt done to a playground tune, right? Na, 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 na. And then just by changing that one note from da na 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 to da na 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 na, he introduces the same vocal line bit in the minor key, and suddenly it's huge, it's bombastic and regal. But it speaks to the band's manoeuvrability and their musicianship and their courage, frankly, in expecting an audience to keep up with all this craziness, which we do because we love it. End of rant.
Wow, what a great rant. Oh, producer Giles, this is definitely the first and last time we have you on the pod. That was amazing. Thank you so much. That was an amazing piece of analysis. You're right. I think that conversation was exactly what seeded the very idea for doing this pod in the first place. I'm very grateful to you for that. Absolutely fantastic. Should we listen to a little bit of it? I love Deaky's bass line through the second verse. I just love picking out that bass and hearing what he's up to. Let's have a listen.
I've taken my bows and my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all. But it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge before the whole human race, and I ain't gonna lose.
Amazing. They're all amazing, but Deacon, you just can't underestimate Deacon. Brilliant. What lovely stuff. Suze, talk to me about We Are the Champions in a way that doesn't repeat anything you've said about it before.
Okay. So what I did was, before I knew what Simon was going to say, I had a clip to play you. I'm of the opinion that it's really hard to cover Queen unless you just do what the original does, because they already nailed it.
Yeah.
However, a little guy proved me wrong, and I'd like to play you probably the only Queen cover that betters the original. Wait till it kicks in, though.
Ding-a-dang-dong, let's rock that sound. Everybody hear what's going on.
All you need of that.
We are the champions.
Ding a dong dong, we're the champions.
I've really missed this, guys. I take it back about what I said about the about covering We Are the Champions. I take it all back. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. I'm proud to prove you wrong. It's Light on Crazy Frog, though. That's his main.
I could have done with a bit more CF. You're right.
No, it's because he's willing to stand back and let. The rest of the track speak for itself.
Let the music. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
he's
yeah,
not an ego.
Wow. So, John, is there any kind of, you know, maturity or decorum you can bring to the podcast at this point? We are the champions.
Listening to it always makes me sad because it means the gig's going to end.
Yeah.
Because it's always the last song at the gig, and Freddie comes out with his crown and his big flag, and I think, I don't want it to end now.
Yeah,
It always makes me feel a little bit sad, but great song.
There's no other song to end an evening, right, though? Mm. Like, I know you don't want the evening to end, but how else could it end?
Yeah, just do the gig again, but with with deeper cuts. Just do the gig again with Queen 1 and Queen 2 in their entirety.
Yes.
Yes, please. And sheer heart attack. So, Simon, what have you got to say? You're usually guaranteed to blow our minds. You've been doing it all mini pod season. Can you bring it home? Guaranteed to
blow your mind. Well, I was really tempted to play Crazy Frog, actually, but no. when finding the alternative ending to We Will Rock You on the 40th anniversary edition of News of the World, there is an alternative version of We Are the Champions that they include in there, which is fantastic. You get a lovely ending to the song that would have not just left you hanging on that note, and you get a little bit of Freddie at the end as well. So here's a slightly different ending to the song.
We are the champions. All
feel. That's exactly how it should be.
Oh, that was a lovely feel, Fred. Oh, that is lovely stuff. Thank you for that, Simon. My goodness.
There you go.
If you only own the Greatest Hits album, but you want to sound like a proper Queen fan, legit, then you could say to anyone that's passing, I tell you the real champions are Queen. Queen are the champions. There you go. That's what I've done for that one. There we are.
Well done.
Oh, my God. What a rod for my own back I created with that. Thanks for suggesting that, Simon. I got through it. We've done it. We've done,
You've done the whole
of the Greatest Hits album. And as producer Giles pointed out, it does work as the end of an album so brilliantly. And Greatest Hits is a concert of album tracks. And mm-hmm. It is so appropriate to finish this immense, immense compilation. So just out of curiosity, is anyone hearing at the end of Champions, is anyone hearing Sheer Heart Attack kick in? Or are you sort of hearing God Save the Queen or Silence Sues?
I don't think I'm hearing anything because the song ends hanging in the air, which is real clever writing. And I think I just hear it hang in the air for 20 years.
How about you, Simon? You're just 17. Are you getting that?
I think I am probably hearing God Save the Queen. Yeah.
God Save the Queen.
Yeah.
You're the same, John?
Well, no, my mum's friends had a copy of Live at Wembley 86 on video that I would watch whenever she went round, and so I just hear her saying, come on John, it's time to go home now.
Oh, what a heartbreaking note to end that whole game on. How sweet. Well, now in our Queen Pod fan group on Facebook, which you guys should get involved with if you're listening. They're wonderful in there. They're being super geeky about Queen, but in a really fun way. Now, Paul Clark figured out that if each track on Greatest Hits were replaced by the song that came after it on the studio album it's from, you'd have this brilliant alternative version of Greatest Hits, which you could call, I don't know, Latest Hits or Greatest Hits of Relief. I don't know. We did side one at the end of Save Me. This is what side two would be like. It would start with Rocket Prime Jive, which comes after a crazy little thing called Love on the Game. This is what we've been talking about all series. And that's the only time we all agreed that we were hearing the same thing. So Rocket Prime Jive, followed by White Man, followed by In the Lap of the Gods, the I Live My Life for You one, not the reprise.
Not Revisited.
Yeah, exactly. Not the Bo La La one. Drowse, which is phenomenal. Then Dragon Attack, my God. And then Simon's favourite Queen song, In the Space Capsule, the love theme for Flash.
Yes.
Followed by Seven Seas of Rye, of course, because it's the end track on Queen 2, so that stands. Followed by We Will Rock You, and Paul has quite cleverly suggested the fast version there, because it opens Life Killers, so yeah, why not? And then you would finish on Sheer Heart Attack. What do you think? It's a decent alternative Greatest Hits album, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So, Giles, what's your relationship with Queen been like since you sort of got involved with all this Queen pod caper? Has it changed in any way, or is it kind of pretty much where it was before?
Do you know what? This might be a weird thing to say, but I thank God this didn't happen when I was at college. Because you know when you're forced to read a book and really study it and take it apart and learn what it's about and learn it piece by piece, it starts to break down and ceases to be more than the sum of its parts, right? Luckily, being a little bit more grown up than that, it does mean that the parsing all these songs and frankly editing them, right? Sam's on this now. He'll probably agree. It's quite delightful to edit Queen songs and putting together the Queen the Greatest videos with Simon for the YouTube channel.
They're so awesome.
I've learned kind of how to edit and mix Queen, and that can, I'm sure with other bands that would denigrate the experience with Queen, it only makes it stronger. The more you understand, the better it is.
Well said.
Yeah, brilliant said. Has it changed the way you think as a musician in any way?
If you listen to any of my band's music, you will hear a lot of Queen in it. In fact, the first question ever to appear on this podcast way back in episode one was from a John Worsey in Southsea. That's the guy in the band I'm in. So yes, we are influenced by Queen. New album coming out soon. You'll hear those influences for yourself, everyone.
Look forward to the podcast on that album.
Maybe season 9, you'll be digging that deep.
We're very, very sad to see you go, but we're very, very excited for you, what you're up to. Obviously, you've been doing the greatest with Simon, which has been amazing. What a brilliant... I don't know how you guys keep coming up with stuff for this and the amount of information you're putting into these 5-minute videos. Amazing. But you're doing loads
of Simon.
Stuff.
Simon conceives of them. I just slap them together. I get the fun bit, basically.
And weren't you doing something for Ubisoft with Suze and stuff like that?
Is there we did a short series of comedy video gaming shows that Suze hosted. We had some lovely guests on, like Beck Hill and Luke Kempner, is it?
Luke Kempner. Never heard of him.
But that's on a thing called GTV. It's quite a hard channel to find on YouTube at the moment. But
there's another GTV.
There's so many GTVs.
Oh, no.
This one is from Ubisoft.
Okay. All right. The Ubisoft video gaming thing called GTV. Fantastic.
The thing that Suze is doing is called Cafe XP.
Cafe XP. Yeah. Go check that out, plug. Girls. Mm. Yeah. Brilliant. Well, look, man, I just wanted to thank you so much for getting us going so brilliantly over these first two seasons. You've been amazing dealing with all the lockdown and all kinds of all the technical stuff. You've been amazing. You've been so supportive. We all wish you incredibly well for all your future endeavours. And no doubt we'll see you again. You're not going far. I mean, I'm literally playing Dungeons & Dragons with you in a couple of hours. I'm sure we'll have you back on the pod soon enough. But yes, you've been so brilliant. It's been wonderful. We hope you've enjoyed your time with us as well.
Oh, that's so nice of you to say. Thank you. Yeah, it's been really, really fun. It's been awesome. You guys are awesome. This podcast can only go from strength to strength. That's what they say, isn't it? yeah. Thanks, guys. It's an absolute pleasure.
Yay, fantastic. Producer Giles, everybody. Hooray. So there we have it. We have reached the end of this epic run of mini pods. Hasn't it been fun? A huge thanks to Emily Wiley and Indigo Douglas for producing the mini pods for us. And of course to Sam Easton for editing them. See, Giles, we're doing all right. And we'll soon be getting back to good old 2-hour plus chats for season 3, in which we'll be covering Jazz, the Game, and Flash Gordon, hopefully Live Killers as well, I should think, and maybe Fun in Space. I'm putting it out there. I'd like to do that. Let's see. In the meantime, please stay in touch with us. Make sure that we get all of your feels by emailing us, queenpod@thequeenpodcast.com. You can also comment at The Queen Pod on all our social media, which is restricted to Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Find us there, please. Go to patreon.com/thequeenpod. We've tried to put so much cool stuff on there for our wonderful supporters there. So do find out how to get there and get a Queen Pod badge, let's be honest. There's a lovely community in the listener-run Queen Pod fans Facebook group. And make some noise for us. We want to reach more queenies. So post a review, tell all your friends. And in the meantime, always, always play Queen loud. Thank you so much. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. I don't know why I'm waving. They can't see.
Hey, Sam, Giles' sound seems off in that.
Yeah, no, there's a couple of issues.
What's going on? Was there, like, I heard thumping and...
Yeah, it's him. He's making some background noise as he speaks. Like, there's
him? Him?
Yeah, himself. There's thumping, there's pen clicking.
Pen clicking? What do you mean, pen clicking?
He's clicking his pen quite a lot as he speaks.
While he's talking?
Yeah, I think I got rid of most of that.
Wait, so he's been having a go at me for a whole year about, like, my microphone technique, laughing too loudly, all that stuff.
Yeah.
When he finally gets on the show, he's like clicking pens and rustling paper.
Yeah, lots of paper rustling. Yeah, and he didn't record his audio separately, so we had to use his Zoom audio for this one.
Wait a minute. Wait. Sorry, that's his sister?
Yeah.
He's the one.
who told us to record our sound locally so we could have good sound.
Yeah, he didn't follow his own system.
Yeah, do you know what, Sam? You're hired.